In just a minute, Carl offers the news in rhyming verse in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Kiri, this week, former Bosnian leader Radovan Karadzic was caught by Serbian police after spending the last 13 years in disguise and on the lam. During his years evading police, Karadzic, who will be tried at The Hague for war crimes, was so thoroughly convinced of his disguise's efficacy that he regularly spent his time doing what?
Walking around town and going to restaurants?
I assume that he did that, but I'm thinking more of a vocation than a hobby.
Oh, he was like a naturalistic healer guy.
Yes, right.
Yes.
He was practicing alternative medicine. Karadzic was apparently content to spend his post-war crime years as a berry-eating, aura-cleansing health guru. He grew a beard that would make Dr. Andrew Weil blush, and even wrote a column for Serbia's Healthy Life magazine. This international criminal as alternative medic isn't as unusual as you might think. Historians will remember Adolf Eichmann's apprehension while running a small herbal tea company, or the day in 2005 when Osama bin Laden was almost nabbed while managing an aromatherapy boutique. Mo, this week it was reported that a water slide in Hershey, Pennsylvania won't just provide you with splashing and thrills. It might also what?
It'll provide you with thrill. What did you say? Not only will it provide you with splashes and thrills,
but it will also do what to you?
It will make your skin pruney.
I have a hint.
Yes, please.
Okay. usually, the copper-toned dog is responsible for this.
The opposite of a wedgie. It'll pull your shorts off.
It'll remove your bathing suit.
Yes.
The Wave Rider. A boogie board ride down a two-lane slide accompanied by jets of water shooting up inclines is a more than occasional creator of unintentional indecency. According to one source, approximately one in five riders lose tops and bottoms and sometimes both. Lifeguards are compelled to stand at the ready with towels to help riders cover up what the slide has uncovered. The ride is thought to be the biggest theme park threat to decency since Universal Studios' short-lived Tunnel of Ethnic Slurs.
Do they charge people to ride this ride or just to watch people ride the ride?
It's kind of shocking. I mean, the stat that really jumped out at us was that one in five, that's 20% of the people on there, lose some part of their bathing suit.
That is amazing.
And that's a lot of lifeguards standing there with towels helping the young and the old.
That's a lot of middle school boys standing around the edge.
All right. Paul, a driver in Murray, Utah, got angry and drew a gun when another motorist got him to roll down his window and asked him what?
Do you have a gun?
Well, no. Apparently in Utah, their TVs are just now broadcasting commercials from the late 80s.
Oh, I love this. I mean, I literally do love it, actually, to eat it.
So this guy rolls up to a stoplight. Up to a stoplight.
Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Yes, right.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
That was just as random, even with the hint.
Yes. Yes, it was, excuse me, sir, do you have any Grey Poupon? The man, realizing he was being played for a Dijon-loving fool, pulled out a handgun and responded, here's your Grey Poupon, roll your bleeping windows up. The angry driver was eventually charged with aggravated assault. The Grey Poupon pranksters were renditioned and then sent to Gitmo, where interrogators will continuously ask for mustard and demand to know the location of the beef.